Hey, it's Yeriko Finn again, this time coming to you via... Yes, that really is necessary. So today I thought I'd read you an excerpt of a story I wrote about my childhood. I'll read the part about UFOs and stuff since this is ATS. This chapter is called Strange Sightings from my book. Okay, let me get my echo voice ready.
The Zone, a tale of epic retrospection.
Copyright Yeriko Finn 2004. Patent pending. So let us begin. The white dots. The white dots were one of the first really odd sightings that got them looking to the sky. One day, the three of them were standing behind the portable, as they'd often do. Dustin was looking to the western sky, and he said to Trevor and Eric, "Whoa, look at those crazy seagulls." The other two turned and looked at him. After a while, Derek said, "Those definitely aren't seagulls." The first thing that came to their minds was UFO. They tried to remain objective, but that's exactly what it was, an identified flying object. They watched as a mass of about 15 white dots in the sky flew all around each other in a large cloud. Some of them went slower meaning 100 miles an hour, and some of them went faster, more like 1,000 miles an hour. The fast ones didn't take part in the spherical cloud. They simply shot across the sky like a projectile and streaked for a split second before coming to an absolute stop or just disappearing entirely. Then they would appear again and do it all over. Obviously, the boys had no clue what those dots were. The only objects they could compare them to were other paranormal objects or entities like orbs, rods, and UFOs. However, it was worth noting that portion of the sky these objects would appear in was always questionable. Even when you couldn't see strange objects, there was a ripple in the sky like the air above the road on a very hot day. It also created odd white sparkles that seemed to be something wrong with your retina. Mirages, strong magnetic fields, group hallucination, they'll never know. The comet and friends. The only way that they could describe this one was a comet. It was near the end of the last recess of the day, and Dustin and Derek were walking east on the pavement towards the corner of the gym. When they got to the edge, standing under the basketball net where the pavement meets the grass, they saw it. It was a comet floating right over the sparse forest of trees beside the daycare. The big ball of flames floated motionless in the sky, its rippling tail flaming behind it. The tail was about 4 times thicker than the mark left in the sky by a plane, and the head of the object was the size of the sun and nearly as bright. It didn't move at all, though, it just sat in the sky. Their attention was turned to something to the left, over the goalpost. It was an odd spiraling plane trail that was headed downwards. It didn't appear to be doing some kind of stunt. Soon it dove below the buildings in the backdrop and was gone. The spiraling streak remained in the air for a while, but after it faded, neither of these odd events was heard from again. The only odd event that they ever explained was the weird sweeping shadow across the soccer field. They referred to it as the covering darkness. It was the odd shadow that would suddenly sweep across the entire schoolyard like someone was putting a huge filter up to the sun. They later explained this by observation as being the sun going behind the clouds, but it was still a very neat-looking natural phenomenon. The satellite. Perhaps the most odd object they had ever seen in the sky was a shiny, slow-moving satellite. They spotted it overhead by freak accident and began to chase after it. To their surprise, they could keep up with it by walking simply fast. It was directly over their heads, only a few hundred feet up at most. It was a traditional image of a satellite. It was shaped like a bullet cartridge, and it had small fins and solar panels protruding from each side. It was composed of extremely reflective, polished metal that reflected and glinted the noonday sun brilliantly. The boys chased after it until it had left the airspace over the school's property. They never figured out why it was silently flying in the atmosphere, where a satellite couldn't be suspended without some sort of propulsion system. Satellites spying on them, which adds to their they conspiracies. Perhaps their egos were too large, for surely the world can't revolve around them like that. This has been an excerpt of The Zone, a tale of retrospection, by me, Yeriko Finn, here on BelowTopSecret.com. See ya.
Simon and Wilbur says it's safe.